All right, well, I guess it's our cue to begin. Roll call. I'm here. Councilmember Evans is here. Councilmember Watson is here. Move to approval of minutes. Issues?
We have one issue. We took it out.
Okay.
Random Chuck.
Random Chuck. Don't know him. Otherwise, it's fine.
All right. Move on to department reports and presentations. Personnel update. Brian.
Yeah, good evening. We've had two recent promotions of maintenance workers into the lead position, both in water. That frees up two maintenance workers, three positions that will be coming our way. We do have one of the two maintenance worker one positions hired in sewer. We have a conditional offer out to the other one, and then Sherry gets a new employee.
All right.
Starting September 18th. Let's see. From Alaska.
Yeah. Alaska, wow.
Hey, how do you say the name?
Noriel. Yeah.
Okay. We do have, under the receipt of applications, there's the temporary limited term parks maintenance worker, two vacancies that just got moved up to the conditional offer. They just went through interviews and now we're going through that process. And that's about it. Are there any questions?
We're talking about beforehand. Do you know the timing on the Jeep?
On the Jeep?
Yeah.
We hope to have the background completed by the 5th of September. So we're in background right now, and we are anticipating that we could hopefully get them sworn in on the 12th, but I don't know, you know, we don't have a start date nailed down with him.
Okay.
I think just because we don't know.
Yeah.
It hasn't been done yet.
Yeah. Some things
we haven't offered it yet because we're still.
Right. Which I asked for a executive session whenever that date is, so okay. That the mayor can explain his choice. So it's just so we can have his thoughts as to why he chose this person.
Okay.
Good, just to get in the head of what's going on. Sounds great, but
I heard there might be some issues with him.
I'm not aware of any issues.
No.
I thought it was a really good idea. I was talking to my chief about it, and he was like, it would be interesting. I'm like, you're right. That would be interesting. So, that was odd.
Okay, but if he's tentatively to be confirmed by the council, the 12th or whatever date it is, would you want that the same night or before?
I would say tentatively. I think I don't see any issues. I'm not aware of any issues, so I'm not asking for that because I see a problem.
Okay,
let me. Make that clear.
I think it all should go through fine with the council.
Still just to get. I'm just asking for an executive to explain it.
Okay.
So, and then we can come out and then we can confirm essentially. As long as.
Yeah, because were you the only council member in the interview?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was in. I don't think I'm giving anything away by saying both committees felt strongly about one candidate.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
I have heard.
They all know.
Yeah,
it came from the mayor, so.
Yeah,
and I've heard
they're aware of that.
Great.
So,
I just know it hasn't been made public yet on the other side.
Right. That's all.
Okay.
Hopefully that dissuades some concerns, I guess, with that.
Yeah.
That'll create more. So, okay. Is that it then?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Move on to discussion action items, AB 23-103, ordinance 3163, fee schedule ordinance and resolution.
Any questions? you know, this is something John and I talked about probably for the last 9 years. And Sadie had asked about some fee stuff. And I said, you know what, hey, John, how do you feel about us finally working on this thing that you and I discussed 9 years ago? And he goes, you know what, that's a good idea. So I got stuff on it. And we worked with Jennifer to make sure that we were doing it the appropriate way. And basically, the fee schedule will replace, as Member Evans stated earlier, it will no longer have to be codified. So if something needs to be changed or the council wants to change a fee, we can do it through an updated resolution pretty easily at lower cost to the city because we're not paying to get something codified. It also creates better transparency for all of the residents out there. City's going to put it on the website, the fee schedule, and it'll just be easier for people to find instead of trying to go to our code and figure out, well, what section is that in? Where do I find that? It should make it easier for everybody. So every code has been moved. I mean, every fee has been moved to this fee schedule, and we plan on updating it at least once a year, but also as needed if something comes up and needs to be changed.
That fee, like you said, the fee does need to be changed. It would still come to council for a resolution to change that.
We can't change it without going through council. This just eliminates it having to be codified, and I think it creates better transparency for everyone.
And saves the city money because it's great.
Yeah,
change.
Yeah.
And there's no changes. These fees are all currently in your code.
They're all the same.
I'm trying to do the same at my work where we reference so many different forms and we put the red level on the revision level of the form in the document. And now if we change that document, we have to go back to everywhere where it has a rev and change that, where it just says, you just look at this document, whatever revision that is, we never have to touch this again. So it just makes sense to clean it up.
Yeah, and sometimes people need to adjust the fees and they just don't feel like trying to redo the code, so they don't. And that's not a good reason not to, bring fees forward. Not rates, your water rates, utility rates will still be in the code, but this is just your fees.
Fees for service. Dogs, cats, animals, and
building
implements.
Right.
All of what did it mean?
Yeah. What about this moving forward, I guess?
I have it set to go on the 5th to workshop. I don't know that there's going to be too many issues. And then the 12th for adoption.
Consent?
Yeah.
You want me to consent?
I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with that.
Whatever. Very much.
Jerry. I'm good with that as long as everyone at workshop is good with it, essentially, right? Yeah, sounds good to me. Any public comments? Do we have any open discussion? I will throw out thank you to staff. I know John's not here, but thank you to John and Jennifer for working on the MOU with the Reed property. It's now in the hands of MRAC. To look at a sign or got right on it, and I appreciate them for doing that. No public comments.
I was on a seminar today at MRAC, and now I have about religion and cities and what we can do and we can't do.
Oh, real
flags.
MRAC. Yeah, you were talking
about MRAC. Yeah, football club, right?
Oh, yeah. I knew the numbers were there. Letters were there.
I'm like, wow, that took a turn.
Yeah.
I'm like,
where is that? You really are like, no,
at least you're all listening to me anyway.
It was very interesting what we can and cannot do. The reference logging with football in Birmingham going on there. Mm. I didn't realize you could actually do prayers at council meetings. Not any religion stuff in general. If anyone wants to document, I have a printout to share with you.
Okay. Look forward to your service, to your sermon tonight.
To your sermon.
All right.
That's all I got.
Justin, anything?
I got nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, then I think we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.